Welcome to Judeo-Christian Clarion's Bible study on the armor, the tabernacle, and the feasts. Conclusion. As we have looked at the armor of God and how it relates to God's appointed times and the articles of the tabernacle, we have seen that all are important to fighting the spiritual battle. We started where Paul started, and that was to put on the belt of truth and to humble ourselves on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, and the Ark of the Covenant, which sat in the holiest place in the tabernacle. And we ended with the altar of slaughter and the laver, Passover and unleavened bread, and the Lucerna, and putting on the Messiah. Now, we want to look at it as one would go through the tabernacle with prayer, for this is how one should pray. We would start at the outer court, coming in the name of Yeshua. This is where a person would start as a believer, and draw near with the shed blood of Messiah, the precious Lamb of God. We would repent of our sins and be washed clean by His blood. And once clean, then we would enter into the holy place, with the table of showbread, also called the table of presence, to feast at the table of the Lord, in the light of His word, the menorah. We would offer up our prayers and supplications and meditations before God with psalm and hymns and thanksgiving. Then we would enter into the most holy place with silence, for we too are now priests. Habakkuk 2:20 tells us, "The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him." This is when you allow God to speak to you. God is holy, and we must be holy too. The high priest entered into the most holy place with caution, and yes, we can now enter also. But we must remember that God is still holy. Even with the sacrifice of Messiah, we still must respect God for who He is. There is still a proper protocol that one must follow. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." Revelation 1:5-6. To Him who loves us and released us from our sins by His blood. And He made us into a kingdom, priests to His God and Father. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, let's look at the appointed times of God. At the time of creation, the seventh month was the first month, and the feasts would have begun with Rosh Hashanah, which to this day is celebrated as the birthday of creation and the change of the civil year. But at the time of the Passover in Egypt, God told Moses this, Exodus 12:2, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year for you." So, the seventh month became the first month, and the first month became the seventh, and Passover became the first feast day, and then unleavened bread, the first fruits, and then Pentecost. All became the spring feasts, and all have been fulfilled. This is what we also see as we walk forward through the tabernacle. The fall feasts of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot are still to happen with the second coming of Messiah. But let's look at this. Passover and Yom Kippur are about atonement. Unleavened bread and Rosh Hashanah are about repentance. Sukkot and the Sabbath are about God dwelling with man, and man's eternal dwelling with God. We had the tabernacle in the wilderness, and now we are the tabernacle of God. We see that all of God's word is as one, as He is one. It is important to understand that we must fight the spiritual battle in truth, for God is truth. The devil is the father of lies, and he can defeat us right from the start with his lies. But God is truth, and he has given us weapons of righteousness. He has given us everything we need to fight the enemy of our soul. As 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3 tells us, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Yeshua our Lord, for his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. He has given us not only the weaponry, but he has given us authority over the devil. He has not only given us the weaponry and the authority, but he has given us his Holy Spirit. Now, we are able to stand firm and fight the good fight. We hope that you have the insight to take what belongs to you and use it to win the battle as you walk in the true light of God's Word.